Papua New Guinea the most porn-obsessed country in the world? That's the finding of a Google Trends report released today, which showed that of all internet searches done in PNG, the highest percentage use keywords porn and pornography. Dr. Sarah Logan is the Digital Politics Research Fellow at the Coral Bell School of Asia Pacific Affairs at the ANU. Dr. Logan has researched the influence of the quick emergence of the internet in PNG and other Pacific states, and she told me the results of that report may not give a clear picture of what is really happening.
This data may be problematic. We don't really know how Google collects it. We can't really make assumptions about what it's telling us. So Google's obviously got some great search data. I mean, that's what they're all about, right? But to say that that means that PNG is the most porn-obsessed country in the world is possibly misleading and something I think most Papua New Guineans would find pretty offensive. What we're seeing is Google giving us search results for a particular term in English. We don't know whether porn is an autocorrect for POM, for example. POM is a short code for Port Moresby, the capital of Papua New Guinea. We know that that's only reflecting English searching, so there may be other countries that Google is available in where people are also searching for this term but they're using a different language. This is interesting, but it doesn't actually tell us what we might think it tells us.
To a certain degree, culturally, PNG has been coping with the influence in their society of access to the internet. Can you talk to how that's influenced the cultural fabric of PNG?
To be honest, we don't really know, but what we do know is that people are concerned about it, and people sort of lump internet access and mobile phone access together in PNG. What we really see now is 40% penetration of mobile phones, which is huge. That's up from 2% in 2007. And along with that has been the introduction of mobile broadband in about 2010. So for most Papua New Guineans, this sort of access to the wider information landscape goes together. So you've got the internet and you've got mobile phones together. And what people worry about is the influence of mobile phones, the internet, on traditional morals, Christian morals. There are many, many scandals reported in PNG fairly constantly these days about what are called phone friends, so people having what might be considered illicit affairs via phone. You know, whether that's true or not is another question, but that's what people worry about. People worry about kids, just like we do here, and access to nefarious things on the internet or nefarious people via mobile phone. Almost every Papua New Guinean I know who has a phone is on Facebook. And, you know, people worry about Facebook. But PNG is a largely Christian country, so a lot of those concerns are coming from not only ideas about traditional ways of being, but what we might call Christian ways of being. In PNG, that division is not so clear.
With the very quick uptake, I mean, you're talking a seven-year period, not even in that real growth of mobile phone and broadband access. How is the country going with adapting to this increase of access to the outside world?
Well, it's kind of amazing. It's not only access to the outside world. I mean, PNG has never had a national phone network. It doesn't really have a national radio network. It doesn't really have a national newspaper. So what you're seeing is sort of countrywide information flows for the first time, if you like. So that's changing the way lots of things are done, changing the way that money is moved around the country, changing the way that business is done in a lot of ways. But there's a lot of work to be done yet. We don't actually know definitively what the effect is. So there are all sorts of claims about mobile phones' effects on the increase on GDP, generally positive. The government claimed in the year after mobile phones were introduced into PNG that there was something like a 0.8% increase in GDP. Now, that data is not available, so we don't know where it came from, but that's what people say.
Are there public education programs, things like child safe conversations that we have in schools about use of and access to mobile phones, not getting caught up in trolling and bullying and all of that. Do those programs exist or are they being developed?
They don't exist at the national level. I know that the churches are talking about them and I know that there's a huge demand for them.
Dr. Sarah Logan, Digital Politics Research Fellow in the Coral Bell School of Asia Pacific Affairs at the ANU.